We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
What do you mean, you're where right now?
At your house.
That's fucking crazy, man.
Hello everyone, today I would like to make a video and telling you what my favorite type of silver is to own. That would be the 90% silver dimes. Why? Because in an economic collapse, it would be the best form of silver to own in my opinion. Because if you go to spend them for goods or services, you will get less fiat currency back as change.
I don't stack paper, stack silver, argent, cause legal tender is for evil vendors, and it's carnage, manifest at its best, it's far-fetched to hope for a self-correcting market. You want stock in a shop that explodes at Mach 10, but growth always slows and stops then, only those in the know unload. Why your hopes and your goals erode or implode? We know the feeling is iller than told. So I'm dealing in silver and gold. Really, we owe no love to all cheats of Wall Street. It's all peaks and valleys, roller coaster rallies. Rather get robbed in an alley, so I'll see the face of my assailant instead of toll-free call screens. IVR labyrinth, pardon my absence of malice, but I've hardened my senses are callous, and I'm parking my sense into ounces as a ballast, full protected from checks that bounce from here to Dallas. Watching for the next white rabbit to lead Alice down a hole like the whole Dow Jones. The pros now know the whole damn show is a casino where the common man pulls the weight of a neutrino, hoping that they meet the fate of Al Pacino as Carlito, or Godfather 3, or Dog Day Afternoon. It's a long way back for who? Everybody with a mortgage and a payment due. Every asset that you forfeit in the name of true lies. The democratic circus, the empty and the worthless, the pimply and the perfect are simply played as pawns just to keep the people working. Chasing fiat currency, visas and the merchants. Days cause a number on a screen means you're earning. Burning what you're using, learn of the illusion. Money's for the laundry, billions who be snoozing. I'm dealing in commodities, things you really using. Hoarding precious metals for the coming Armageddon coming soon, so what?
But other than that, you're pointing to 90% silver. That's what I would advise. And if anybody was wondering, you know, how many dimes should I get for economic collapse, that's kind of a hard question for me to answer. But my personal goal, not to say that I'm going to quit once I reach this goal, but a goal I want to achieve as quick as possible, that'd be 1,000 dimes. That'd be 20 rolls. So if you can do that for as deep as possible, I think you'll be set pretty good for an economic collapse. Families out there, kids, wife, whatever. So you can't put all your money into it, but whatever you can afford each payday, put it into silver, your cheapest form, and you won't go wrong.
Thank you. We'll be right back. that she will be gone below. And that I find I really care what you have been. Cause I'm
I saw him, underneath the neon lights of a corner bar, crying like a child. So I asked him, "What's the matter?" And he said, "I'm just an old man in a young girl's world." Thank you. sadness outside the bars of Fifth and Hyde. You can't look them in the eyes, darling, when you pass him by.
Quand tu viens me brûler la peau, tout va. fort en un temps. À plus, goodbye.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The video drone. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it. Therefore, television is reality, and reality is less than television.
Thank you. will expect me.